Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Welcome to episode number 92. That leaves how many episodes?
8 episodes until episode 100.
He said 8. But yes, 8 episodes until we hit 100. We're super excited here, and we're going to keep the countdown going all the way to episode 100. Thank you so much for being a part of it. This week, we're going to be doing some trivia that's a little different from what we've done in the past, and I think I say that almost every week. But this one is it's definitely one that we have not done before. This one is inventors and inventions trivia. So predict how you're going to do on this one, lad.
Pretty bad.
You're going to do pretty bad? You don't think you know a lot about inventions?
No.
Okay. Well, for those of you that are just joining us, or if you're coming back again, we're just going to do a quick review of how this podcast works. We've got 3 rounds of 5 questions each coming at you, and each round of trivia that goes by, the questions get more difficult. So this first round are the questions that most people in the car or at home should be able to answer. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Inventors and Inventions Trivia. Question 1. Who is famous for inventing the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is correct.
He didn't invent the light bulb, though.
He invented the light bulb as we know it. Yes, the light bulb that actually works.
Yes. He still didn't have, like, a working one at first.
Yes, so he was not the first light bulb, but he made the one that actually worked the longest and lasted the longest. And that's the one that we have developed into what we use today.
Credit to Nikola Tesla.
There you go. Question number 2. Alexander Graham Bell is responsible for this invention that lets you talk to someone far away.
The telephone.
The telephone is correct. Very good. Alexander Graham Bell made his first successful phone call to his assistant, who I don't think was actually very far away, but it's kind of crazy how far we've come along with the telephone since then. Now we have internet telephones and FaceTiming and all kinds of crazy stuff. Question number 3. Who flew the first working airplane?
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers is correct. Do you know their names?
William and Orville?
Wilbur.
Wilbur.
I think it's Wilbur. Pretty sure. Wilbur and Orville Wright. Yes. Their first flight was in 1903.
In Kitty Hawk, Ohio.
Yeah, and it lasted a total of 12 seconds. But it still counts. Still totally counts. Question 4. Charles Darrow invented this board game that was inspired by real streets in Atlantic City.
Monopoly.
Monopoly is correct.
Kind of gave it away last episode.
It's kind of crazy. I, believe it or not, had written all of this trivia beforehand, and so I did not realize that Monopoly was going to come up twice. So for those of you that listened to last week, you kind of got a little leg up on that one. Because we did talk a little bit about
Mascot
trivia, yes, and Uncle Pennybags. And the last question of Trivia Tots, question 5. What invention located in space helps you find your location as well as directions to places while walking or driving?
The stoplight?
Your invention located in space.
Oh. Satellite?
It does use satellites, but...
Oh, wait. I didn't really hear the question.
Okay. I can ask it again. What invention located in space helps you find your location as well as directions to places while walking or driving?
GPS.
GPS is correct.
General positioning service.
The general positioning service, it sounds like it would be right, but it's not. It is the global positioning system.
I got one.
You right. got the positioning part, yes. So it was originally created for the military and now helps everyone find pizza places nearby. Kind of funny.
Friends, go to New York. GPS, where's the real Ray's Pizza? Where's the original?
It's all of them. Question. Oh, sorry. That's it for the trivia tot round. I don't want to go on without our usual. So yes, that is it for the trivia tot round. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. And now, folks, the questions are going to get a little tougher. The next five we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. What invention first made recording and playing back music possible?
I don't know.
Think that big giant horn that sticks out around a record.
Oh,
do you know what that's called? Where it has the needle on there and it goes to a really big horn?
A record player?
Oh, good. It is a type of record player. That's what we kind of had turned into records.
Gramophone.
It is the phonograph. The phonograph. Yes. The phonograph is the first recording device that also plays back. They did have a recording device called the phonautograph 20 years prior, but that couldn't play back. All it could do was record.
Oh.
And that was it. So yeah, they, and the first thing that they recorded was someone saying, Mary had a little lamb. That was the first thing they recorded.
Wow.
Question number 7. Who co-founded Apple and helped popularize personal computers?
Microsoft?
We're looking for a guy.
Oh.
What guy?
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs is correct. There you go. You got him. Yep, he was one of the first people to build an Apple computer, one of the co-founders. Do you know that they first built Apple computers in their garage? That's the first place they made them. Now they got a real big garage in California.
Did you know that Microsoft held a funeral for the iPhone when they released the Windows 10 phone?
Really?
Yes.
Well, we see how that ended up. So, interesting. Question 8. The sport of golf was invented in this country.
Scotland?
Scotland is correct.
And that was an absolute guess.
That was a guess? Yeah, it absolutely is correct. Yeah, the Old St. Andrews, or the old course at Old St. Andrews, is one of the most premier places. It's kind of like the place that golfers need to get in their lifetime.
Not even Augusta?
Well, Augusta is one of the bigger golf courses, but like one of the original golf courses.
Oh.
Like ever. And, or I should say, one of the most famous original golf courses in Scotland. Question 9. Who invented alternating current electricity systems?
Alternating current electrical systems. don't know.
I'll give you a hint. You already said his name.
Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla is correct. Yes, so he invented like basically modern day electricity, the way that we know it, like out of outlets and stuff, that alternating current. Yep. He's the one that kind of, that we can kind of thank for having the power system that we currently do.
We wouldn't have this podcast if it weren't for him.
That is true. It's very true. Question 10. Born in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Les Paul was credited with inventing this important musical instrument.
I don't know, the bassoon.
The bassoon. I'll give you a hint. It is not the bassoon. That is not the hint. The hint is it is very important to rock and roll.
Oh, bass guitar?
That's a great guess. And it's kind of like its cousin. The electric guitar is the answer. Yes, so Les Paul was born in Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's just south of us, down near Milwaukee. And yeah, he's one of the ones that created the one of the first electric guitars. So if you look at a Gibson Les Paul, that is considered to be like one of the best electric guitars that's out there. That's modeled after one of the first ones.
Isn't the brass company that you like got your trombone from? Isn't that named Gibson too?
No, that's different. Well, I don't want to get into that because that's a very niche topic that not many people care about. That's okay though. So that is the end of the Mind Mover round. 10 questions in. The questions in this one are pretty tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
This has been a tough round. Well, folks, it's about to get even tougher. How many safety precautions do I get?
4 again.
I get 4 again. All right. So the safety precautions I require of you to go on to the next round are safety goggles. I would like you to have a boiled custom fit mouth guard.
Again?
I would love a hair net. We can't have stray hairs about. And I would love for you to double knot your shoes.
Classic one.
Yes, absolutely. Because these questions are the hardest questions I could find on the interwebs regarding inventions and inventors. This round is called
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. What famous vice president claims in an interview to have invented the internet?
I don't know any vice presidents.
No?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, the answer to this one, some of the older folks in the car might know the answer to this one. So the answer we're looking for is Al Gore. Al Gore is a famous vice president. Now, it's actually kind of funny. I deceived a little bit in this one because Al Gore didn't actually say this. This is like a common like urban legend that Al Gore claimed that he invented the internet. It's a quote that is not exactly at all what he said, and it was taken out of context and people just kind of ran with it. So it's a common misconception that Al Gore said he invented the internet, but he actually didn't. But it fits the trivia because, you know, inventions. So Al Gore did not invent the internet, just so you know.
Okay.
Question 12. Who invented the printing press?
Gutenberg. Like something Gutenberg.
Something Gutenberg is correct.
I got the last name.
Yes. Johannes Gutenberg. That's a callback to a previous episode again, right?
Yeah.
I think we talked about when did we talk about this one? Famous Firsts. Yes, it was the first book that was recreated using movable type.
Gutenberg.
And it was the Gutenberg Bible. Yeah.
Yeah.
then that printing press helped to spread books and news and ideas faster than ever. Question 13. What important breakfast-making device was originally patented in Minnesota in 1919?
The toaster oven. Just the toaster.
The pop-up toaster is correct. Absolutely. We don't have a toaster. We have a toaster oven.
Yeah.
That we use. But yeah, we have not had a pop-up toaster in a number of years. But we love toast in the Dad and Lad house.
And bacon.
And bacon.
Oh, bacon.
We don't put that in the toaster though. Well, we put it in the toaster. We do. In the toaster oven. But yes, not in the pop-up toaster. I wonder if you could. I bet you could cook bacon in a pop-up toaster.
I wouldn't try.
Probably not a good idea, but you probably could. Question 14. What crucial household product finally got a disposable version in 1951? Hint, parenting was never the same.
Band-Aids.
Ooh, Band-Aids is a great answer. Band-Aids are disposable, but not quite the answer we're looking for. That is incorrect. The answer is diapers. Up until 1951, you would wash and reuse the diapers. People still do it today. You can still buy reusable diapers. But yes, disposable diapers in 1951.
You will never buy a diaper again.
I don't intend on it. No.
Yes.
No. Finally, question number 15. What innovation was originally invented as wallpaper cleaner before becoming a beloved children's toy?
Wallpaper cleaner. Wallpaper cleaner. Putty. Sticky putty.
Sticky putty.
Well, silly putty.
Silly putty. That is surprisingly close. It is not quite correct, but a close cousin to
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is correct. Yes, Play-Doh was originally invented as wallpaper cleaner and then eventually turned into a children's toy. Who would have thought? Wild and wacky stuff, folks. All right, and that will do it for Inventions and Inventors Trivia. Hopefully you at home or in the car learned something here. I think the lad picked up a few facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and a comment on whatever app you are listening on. Those ratings and comments help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can find us on social media and send us a direct message on any of the social media platforms, such as Instagram or Facebook. You can find us at Dad Lad Trivia. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Favorite fact from today. What was one of the favorite things you learned?
The guy who created the first electric guitar was from Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. In Waukesha, they have guitars. Like all over the city that are devoted to Les Paul. That's kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I know another guy who has the same first name guy.
Who's that?
He plays bass for my favorite band. His name's Les Claypool.
Les Claypool.
He is the lead singer and bassist for this band called Primus.
Yeah. Yep. The lad listens to Primus as of late. He's been enjoying it.
I don't think the wee ones would enjoy it. It's just like hard metal.
It's a little different. Yeah, that's true.
Or should I say funky metal?
Funky metal. Yeah, that's a good example. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode. And until then, we hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll see you later.
Alligators.